USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are challenges at the border. It's the difficulty is when you try to use a health care law to deal with immigration challenges.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra speaking on Capitol Hill. Becerra defending a decision to end a public health rule which has been used to immediately deport many illegal immigrants. At least two people are dead after storms wreaked havoc in the south. The deaths were reported in East Texas and eastern Georgia. Funnel clouds and possible tornadoes hit Alabama and South Carolina. Another storm system will threaten parts of the South again Wednesday, including Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, and Florida. The nation's top oil industry executives are in the hot seat on Capitol Hill. They're briefing Congress on efforts to reduce the price at the pump. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Russia is about to experience more sanctions.
The United States, G7 allies, and European Union are imposing more sanctions on Russia for invading Ukraine. Banned are new investments in Russia and blocks on Russia's largest bank. Also, new sanctions on President Putin's adult daughters. It should be noted the Biden administration continues to allow Russia's biggest oil producers to operate, financing Russia's war effort. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The cost of gas is going down, but still remains unusually high. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $4.16 today. That's 7 cents a gallon lower than a week ago and 17 cents below the peak of $4.33 a gallon last month. Statewide average is below $4 a gallon in 23 states, with Missouri the lowest at $3.71 a gallon. Price in California is down to $5.82 a gallon. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden is extending a pause on federal student loan repayments through August.
Today I'm announcing my administration extending the pause on federal student loan repayments through August 31st of 2022. I know folks were hit hard by this pandemic, and though we've come a long way in the last year, we're still recovering from the economic crisis it caused. This continued pause will help Americans breathe a little easier as we recover and rebuild from the pandemic. If you need support preparing for payments to resume, visit studentaid.gov.
Many Democrats, including Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, want the president to forgive $50,000 in student loan debt per person. A federal prosecutor is releasing new evidence in the case accusing the Clinton campaign of inventing a Russian link to President Trump. Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman has already been indicted for allegedly making false statements to the FBI about a possible connection between the Trump organization and Russia. The prosecutor now releasing a text message allegedly showing Sussman lied when he failed to disclose he was working with the Clintons' 2016 presidential campaign when he told the FBI he had no evidence against Trump. The Masters Golf Tournament set to begin tomorrow from Augusta, Georgia. Tiger Woods still giving the thumbs up saying he plans to play. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.